for Nesbitt. One touch pass down low for Lane. Back in front for Nesbitt. He shoots and scores!
Nesbitt shoots it in front, Danford deflects it, rebound. Lane shoots and scores!
Fun, affordable family entertainment, exciting hockey, and much more. You don't want to miss a second of Atlanta Gladiators professional hockey at the Infinite Energy Arena. For tickets and more info, visit AtlantaGladiators.com. Welcome to the Power Play on Business Radio X.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to Power Play, the monthly radio show and podcast of the Atlanta Gladiators, right here on Business Radio X. We're broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon, sitting in this month for President Scott Hendrickson. Scott is traveling with the team, but he'll be back next month. The Gladiators are Atlanta's ECHL professional hockey franchise. They play their home games at the 10,000-seat Infinite Energy Arena with a season that spans from October through April. And every month on this show, we're going to take you behind the scenes of the Gladiators and introduce you to many of their business partners and sponsors. And we have a couple here in the studio today. Joining us is Cliff Charles with CC Associated Movers and Mike Fisher with Improve USA. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Mike.
Or afternoon, actually.
Yeah.
And good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
Glad you guys could join us. Cliff, let me start off with you. First of all, you guys are partners of the Gladiators, and we appreciate that. Tell us about, Cliff, about CC Associated Movers and what your company does.
Absolutely. And thank you once again, Mike, for having me here today, along with the partnership with the Gladiators. We are a fully licensed, insured, and bonded residential and commercial moving company.
All right. Do you do just moving, or some places do storage as well?
We do in partnership with third-party vendors. We do that as well. And wherever the customer, and actually those are usually better. I find those better than having your own storage on site, solely because some customers may want to have access to their own furniture while in storage. And if you have it on site, then you can't really give them that access. So we prefer to partner with vendors who are near them. That way we put the furniture in their storage nearby the place where they're moving to.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if they need to get access to their furniture, they can do that.
Okay. So your service is pretty straightforward. And when you look at CC Associated Movers, okay, they're movers. Right. I understand that. Now you look at Improve USA. Well, wait a minute. What is that? So Mike, tell us what Improve USA is all about.
Improve USA, we are building a super mall for home improvement. Our mall is going to be about 418,000 square feet with 429 permanent display units for home improvement, solely for home improvement. But what we're going to do is different in here is because the mall that we're going to have, Mike, is basically you'll be able to come into our mall and do a one-stop shop. So anytime you're looking for renovation to do your home or remodeling an office or a building, you'll be able to do a one-stop shop instead of running around the city looking for products or having your contractor, your GC, telling you where to go. The big advantage with us will be is that it's not just for retail. It's also going to be for wholesale distribution and also for manufacturers. So if a manufacturer wanted to show off their product or have a line that they wanted to show and to bring out to the public, then this will be a great place for them to be in.
Okay, and this is still in development.
That's correct.
So where are you going to be located, and when will you be open to the
It'll
public?
It'll be right here in Doraville off of Button Gwinnett Drive. Mm-hmm. If I can give out the address.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So we're at 6945 Button Gwinnett Drive in Doraville, just down the street on High 85. The beautiful part about what we're going to do is it'll be a situation where you'll be able to come in and get what you want to do. Okay, and have information that you would never have access to before. Now you will.
Okay, and when do you open your doors?
Our opening doors, we're scheduling for 2/21, 2/22. Late 2/21, early 2/22 is realistic. We just started our demolition about a month ago. Our first building is down. We have 21 acres of land, so building number one is down, complete. And building number two will start in about 4 months' time period.
Okay, and you say 2/21, 2/22. We're talking February 21st or 22nd, or are you talking February 2020 and 21?
No, we're probably talking more realistic January, February of 2/22.
Okay.
We need approximately 18 months to build.
So this is going to be massive.
This is going to be big. So just, and if you can just imagine, a Walmart store is about 100,000 square feet. We're doing four of them under one roof.
Wow. Where did this concept come from? Has this been done anywhere else?
Well, the first concept was from Toronto. Our the founder and developer had a dream that he put together. It really started out with him renovating his home in Toronto. And he was just frustrated because for 6 months he's running around from one end of the city to the other. And he says, why can't I have one location to do everything I need to do? So through his dream and partners that he put together, he built the first one in Toronto, Canada. First one is about 380,000 square feet, also a massive structure with 400 units. This one here is a little bit bigger, and we're going to have 429 units.
You're calling it a super mall.
Yes.
When you walk in the doors, will it appear as a typical mall where you'll have different storefronts, or are there sections? What will it look like when you walk
in? If you walked into a home show type of environment, okay,
right,
this will be the same thing. The big difference with us is which will be great, is where when you walk into a home show and, you know, you're there for 3-4 days and you walk around, and, you know, if you find something, that's great. But if you don't, and you may, you know, or that's another problem. You know, like if you run into a situation where you found a business card or that you wanted to deal with somebody, and you've misplaced that business card, and you go back to see where that person is, guess what? The show is over, so you've lost that opportunity. With us, it's permanent, so you're going to be there year-round. The also unique difference with us is we're selling these as condos, not as rental units. So a little different concept. So this is a permanent home show too for people or vendors, even manufacturers that want to be there year-round. So they're not moving up and running around from show to show to show. That becomes very expensive. This is a permanent location. So we're going to drive traffic into this mall as a permanent situation. Another area that we're doing that's different for a lot of people, if I may add, we're going to have a $2 million budget for advertising. That's a lot. But what we've done is we've divided the $2 million into the 429 units to become very affordable. So in other words, the average vendor or I'd like to say partner or owner will spend $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month and not realize what's coming in the door. How does he track the people coming through? This way here, he doesn't have to worry. He or she doesn't have to worry about that because we'll drive that traffic in. Once they walk in through that door, there's going to be 375 to 400 different partners that they can pick and choose whatever they want. What a wonderful way to do business.
Every advertising agency and exec that had just heard the $2 million budget, just their ears just perked up.
I'm sure they did.
Mike, is there going to be food in there as well?
Yes.
Things like that?
Yes. Very unique to this mall compared to the Toronto Mall is that we're going to have eight restaurants upstairs, which is going to be like a food court. We're also going to have one major chain store restaurant down, which is 7,000 square feet. The other things that I'm going to add to this is that in this mall, we've added a business center that's about 44,000 square feet, which will consist of six meeting rooms, 260-person auditorium room. So, you know, just imagine this is all under one facility. You're going to have a daycare, which is free to the public. You're going to have spas and nail spas for women to take care of their needs. So basically, it's become a one-stop shop in a truly any environment that you can imagine is going to be there for you. Very exciting time for us.
Absolutely. You just supersized everything, made it even bigger.
Correct.
You're the VP of sales and marketing. So what is your role with the company?
I basically oversee the marketing and sales aspect of all of our units. So I'm involved in just about every aspect of the business, except for the construction side that we let somebody else take care of.
I got you. Well, Cliff, let me get back to you and your company, the moving company. You're the owner of the company. What made you decide to get into this business?
That's a very interesting question, Mike. To give you a full 360 of how I got into this line of business, I'm originally from Haiti, and I've been in the States now for about 30 years, where I went to high school and college in New York. And then during my time in college, I also worked full-time and went to school full-time. So 15 years of that time, I actually spent it in corporate banking, dealing with treasury management for large national companies, such as him. And during that process, 15 years of that, I spent it in national clients where I managed that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually gave me some experience in managing businesses. So I, when I moved to Atlanta about 7 years ago, I lost my job, and then I started to think about what am I going to do. I've been looking for a job for about 3 months. I couldn't find something. And then I started to think, and I have family in the moving business, and he started talking to me about, why don't you partner in with me in my business? That way we can both make it much bigger than what it is today. So I took a flight to Florida, where he's currently operating, and saw how he was operating his business. And noticed he was just running around in his car doing absolutely nothing. So I said to myself, maybe I should get into this.
So you can run around in your car and do nothing as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I looked at his operation, and then I came back to Atlanta, did some market analysis, and saw what the industry was doing. And then I opened my doors in August of 2015 when I established the company. And I quickly realized what my brother-in-law was doing in Florida, that's not what it takes to actually operate a business here without having any bigger company ahead of on top of you, meaning I'm a sole.
It's just you.
It's just me. I'm the owner, the operator. I don't have a bigger corporate umbrella feeding me leads. So I was a customer service rep.
Welcome
I was a sales
to,
rep. I was the mover.
Ownership.
I was the driver. I was everything.
Yep.
So I started the company with just one truck. And now we have three.
Okay.
We have goals to actually purchase two more trucks this year.
Okay.
And so in order to allow me to do that is by establishing corporate relationships such as with the Atlanta Gladiators. And part of the reason why I'm here today is to also meet other business-minded people to ultimately get to the goals that I'd like to be.
Are you finding your business is residential and commercial?
Primarily,
corporate?
Primarily residential.
Okay.
We've established some great partnership with real estate agents such as Keller Williams, where we get a lot of business from them. And so it's pretty much word of mouth, establishing great trusting relationships with these agents, where they're able to trust us by providing good service to our customers and their customers, and ultimately keep us going in the directions that we've been going.
All right. Well, Cliff, you know, talking to Mike here about Improve USA, I don't think there's anything like this in our area. So this is brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Movers, they're all over the place.
Absolutely.
So why should we talk to Cliff? What makes you guys different from the others out there?
Well, great questions. Because in our industry, in the moving industry, where there are, I would say, here in the metro Atlanta area, well over 400 to 500 unlicensed movers within the state, which gives our industry a very bad rap. So what I mean by that, we've had customers who've told us that movers would come in, give them, grab all the furniture, and then hold the furniture hostage until they pay much higher price than what they originally agreed to. So as a result, when customers talk to us as a licensed mover, they're thinking we're going to do the same thing. And I have to educate them about the process of what we do and how we're a licensed, insured, and bonded company to prevent stuff like that. What, that way we answer to the state versus the unlicensed movers. They are not licensed. Nobody knows anything about them. So if they take the customer's furniture hostage, there's no one they can go to. Versus ours, where we are a licensed, insured, and bonded company, the state ensures that we are a licensed company and that we are insured in case if there are damages to the customer's property that we're able to take care of that stuff, so on and so forth.
That's great. So it takes the worry away for your customer.
Absolutely, sir. And we provide great service, and that's part of the reason why they continue to use us. And the reason why Kyle was here from the Gladiators actually made the connection with me and how we became the official.
The rest is history.
Yes.
There you go. We're talking with Cliff Charles with CC Associated Movers and Mike Fisher with Improve USA here on Power Play. This is the monthly radio show and podcast of the Atlanta Gladiators, a hockey team. And Mike, you mentioned how you guys are in the process of building the super mall right now, and already you're out here in the market getting the word out well before you open the doors, and so you're a sponsor now of the Gladiators.
Correct.
So obviously you're making a concerted effort to really get the message out quickly or very early,
right?
Rather than waiting till, okay, we're opening in a week. No, you're opening down the road.
We're open down the road, yes. And then what we've done is, because this is such a large project, we've partnered together is with the Gladiators, and I'm glad that, you know, Kyle Peacock helped us bring us to the attention of the market that they're in. And then we met a couple of other people through their organization, which I appreciate. And, you know, by having community services like Kyle and the Atlantic Gladiators and other associations that we're dealing with the different Chamber of Commerce that we've partnered up with. So what we're really doing right now is trying to get the word out, let everybody know that we're coming, and we really are coming, because this one here is going to be a staple, not just for the Atlanta area, but we're also going to grow across the U.S. with this as well. We're also looking at New Jersey and Dallas as well as the next major markets for us once we get this one up and running. But our commitment is to the community. It'll be one of the first one of its kind in the U.S., which I think this will be the prime showcase for the city of Atlanta and also the state of Georgia, and I think also part of the U.S. I think once people see what we're doing, there's going to be a lot of excitement. And sure. I think, you know, besides traffic and people coming through, there's so much more that's going on that we don't even realize, but it's coming.
You could have gone anywhere with your first U.S. location.
Yes, we could have.
Why Atlanta?
Why Atlanta? I'm glad you asked. Our owners looked at Atlanta as a prime market. It's one of the fastest growing markets in the U.S. But a lot of reasons that we looked at Atlanta very closely, because it mirror imaged a lot of the Toronto market to us, especially to our ownership. You know, population very close, you know, between 7 and 8 million people, not dollars. But, you know, the market's very, very similar. It's the culture, the multinationalism that we have in the city of Atlanta very much echoes and looks at a mirror image of right hand, left hand to Toronto. So that was very important for us. And we wanted to be in a market that A is growing, B is that it would be able to handle what we offer to the people. And Atlanta more than does that. You know, if you look at Atlanta very closely as far as economics, it's probably one of the fastest, one of the top three cities in all of the U.S. that has steady growth. I met with one of the congressmen about 2 weeks ago at a convention, and he was kind enough to share some ideas with me, and he was saying we've got more jobs than we have men and women that can fill those jobs. I mean, what a problem to have, right? And that is one of the major reasons why we're here. We know the Atlanta market's growing. We know the Atlanta market has tremendous amount of upgrowth, not just in new construction, but also tremendous amount more in residential reconstruction and refurbs, and also office buildings are being redone now and converting either to apartments or they're, you know, redoing office buildings. So to us, this is all renovations, and this is what this mall is. This mall is truly one word, renovations. We're not going to have people selling shoes or computers or televisions. You know, those type of things are not going to happen in our mall. So to the consumer and to the builders and interior decorators, it's going to be a great, great stepping stone for them and a great asset to have in the back of their pockets.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I think you've hit a home run with Atlanta, and we'll hit a home run with Atlanta. Right. But I want to talk about who you are targeting, because you mentioned the interior designers and people that are into home improvement. But it sounds like even if you know nothing about home improvement, this is going to be a place that's going to be excited to go to.
Absolutely. Just the way you go to a general mall, like one of the large anchor malls, like, you know, Phipps Mall or the Georgia Mall or any of the other malls like that, this will become the go-to place. Besides just home renovations, people are going to come to this mall to figure out what is going on here. What is the buzz? And the buzz is going to be that if you realize that 50% of the population in any city at some point renovate their homes, if it's their bathrooms or it's their kitchens or it's their walls, somehow they're doing something. So when they're going to come into Home Improve USA's mall, Super Mall, is by the time they walk in and the time they walk out, two things are going to happen. One is that they've made an agreement with somebody to come to look at their place and get a quote and do their work. Or two, they have a real good idea what they want to do and how they're going to get there.
You know what upsets me a little bit? Is that I got to wait so long before you're ready for us to come see it. I mean, you're like teasing us. It's like, I can't wait that long.
Well, let me tell you, we can't wait to have this up and running. And I'm personally excited because I got involved in this program to do something that I've never done before. And to me, it's exciting. And I think this is the way of the future. You know, we hear malls not doing well and stuff like that. But let me tell you, this is going to change everything. You know, we've got the marketing budget to go out and push it out. We're going to have the right clientele to come in, they're the right partners with the right products for the people, and we're going to bring people in. And this will change all of Doraville in a very, very short period of time.
And because it's a unique new way of doing things, you can't just build it and open right away. You've got to go ahead and get those vendors and sign them up and get the people signed up that
That's
are going
correct.
To be in there leasing the condos, as I think you called it.
That's correct.
Yeah, so, yeah. So there's a little bit more, a different layer that goes into it that takes a little bit more time.
Well, the way I like explaining it to people, even the partners that we have coming in, it's just a way, if you went in to buy an apartment in downtown Atlanta and it was a brand new building and you saw nothing except for dirt or a hole in the ground, right? You're going to have to wait a couple of years before that apartment so you can walk into it and get the view you're looking for. We're no different. The difference is that we're building something that's ground level and not going up in the air. So the time is going to have to be there. And of course, every builder and every developer wants to pre-sell X amount of units to get off the ground. We're in a really unique situation that we don't need to sell X amount of units. We can build right now, and we are building right now. So we're really coming. And I can tell you, that's the exciting part for me.
How have you been received, Mike, by the vendors and the builders and everybody that you're talking to?
I got to tell you, I've been in sales for over 40 years. And I've traveled extensively throughout the United States and Canada and parts of the world. I have never seen a product where nobody has said to me, I don't like the idea. Everybody loves the idea. And like yourself, that you just said, excited, they can't wait for us to be open right now. But, you know, we're going to be there. And the excitement part is that we're coming.
That's great. That's great. And Cliff, you know, hearing the excitement in Mike's voice, it's always fun to be part of something that's growing and building. Where do you see your moving company in 5 years as you build this thing?
Well, definitely a great question. And Mike's store is actually right down the street from me. He's right on Button Gwinnett and I'm right on McDonough Drive. And I pass by his building every day. So I'm seeing how the building is being constructed, taking it down, so on and so forth. Growing my business is exactly that, by establishing this type of relationship, such as with yourself and Mike and Kyle, where that would allow me the opportunity to continue to grow the business. As I stated earlier, we started out with just one truck, and now I have three. So the goal is to add two more this year, and with the with great partnerships, which I continue to work on a daily basis, and we'll get there.
I know, Cliff, you said you're from Haiti,
mm-hmm.
although you've been here for a long time now,
right.
But you're from Haiti.
Right.
So when a guy like Kyle comes to you and says, I want you to be a part of the Atlanta Gladiators hockey team, were you like, what's hockey? I don't think there's a hockey team down in Haiti.
Absolutely not. However, I went to school in Buffalo, New York, where the Buffalo
okay.
Sabres where the Buffalo Sabres have an NHL team. So I started following hockey while I was there. So and one of my favorite players is actually Dominic Hasek.
Mm-hmm.
He was the goaltender for
the best of all time.
Oh yeah, absolutely, the Dominator. So when Kyle came to me and talked to me about the opportunity, I quickly jumped on it. We started talking about the Dominator, and next thing I know, he was in my office. I was in.
Next thing you know, he's like, sign here.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the type of relationship that I'm looking to establish within the metro Atlanta area. I'm fairly new, still learning the area, because when I first moved here, I was working at home. So I didn't have to go out and meet people because my clients were all over the states. So now I'm actually getting out in the market, meeting new people, such as your guys. And I'm looking forward to continue doing that and establishing myself within the area to grow the business.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing all the right things.
Thank you.
And Mike, with Improve USA being based in Toronto, I figure you probably at least are familiar with hockey.
A little bit.
So the Gladiators approached you. It's like, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. No, I when I met Kyle at an expo back in, I think, September of last year, we kind of talked a little bit about it. And, you know, we weren't ready at that time to commit. And then through Kyle's persistency, emails back and forth, phone calls, which I got to tell you, that's the right way to do it, and I appreciate what you've done. But, you know, by the end of, I think, October, we kind of struck a deal, and it was no looking back. And I'm really, personally, I'm thrilled to be part and as a sponsor with the Gladiators and Kyle and the organization. And it's helped us for recognition. It's going to bring more recognition as we work together in the future, and hopefully next year as well. But the experience has been beyond anybody's comprehension, And, you know, we appreciate what we've got here today.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you gentlemen both joining us here for the show here on Power Play. Cliff Charles with CC Associated Movers. For those that would like to find out more about your services, where can they get more information?
Absolutely. On CC Associated, CCAMovers.com. We are located at 6500 McDonough Drive, Northwest, Suite E2 in Norcross, right down the street from Improve USA. They can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're all over the place.
Yeah, and LinkedIn, too. We're all over the place.
All right.
In fact, that's how Kyle and I met.
Okay. There you go. Shout out for LinkedIn. And Mike Fisher, VP of Sales and Marketing for Improve USA. For those that would like to read up more about Improve USA, where can they go?
They can go to www.improveusa.com, or they can contact us directly. Phone number would be 770-662-0000. And you can ask for myself or any one of our team members, and we'd be happy to help you guys out.
And you'd still like to hear from vendors, manufacturers, anybody that could like actually be a part
Absolutely. Of this. Absolutely. And like I said, we're down the street, and we're at, like I said, on 6945 Button Gwinnett Drive in Doraville. And anybody wants information, please feel free to contact me direct or our company, and we'll be there to help you. And we would love you to be, whoever the organizations are, as long as they're in the renovation business, we'd love for them to be with us in our mall, and it's going to be an exciting time.
Can't wait. Well, Mike, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Cliff, thank you for joining us as well.
And the pleasure is all mine.
I want to remind you that you've been listening to Power Play. This is the monthly radio show and podcast of the Atlanta Gladiators here on Business Radio X. Be sure to join us on the first Wednesday of every month at 1 o'clock Eastern time for the live broadcast of Power Play. But if you missed the live broadcast, no worries. You can listen to this show anytime you want, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com and then search for Atlanta Gladiators, and all of the Power Play episodes will pop up. To see the schedule of games, join us for a game this year, go to AtlantaGladiators.com. Until next time, for Scott Hendrickson, I'm Mike Salmon, and this has been Power Play on Business Radio X.
Thank you for listening to the Power Play here on Business Radio X. Now be sure to check out the Atlanta Gladiators schedule on AtlantaGladiators.com.